Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I have a charge on my Visa, and you're the person paid, but I don't remember the charge, and can you tell me who it is, please?
Okay, sir. Well, we are a third party representing several different companies. You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
87124.
And you did state that it's 87124?
Yes.
Can you state your first and last name, sir?
James T. McDaniel.
One moment. Would it be under a Tom McDaniel?
Yes, that is the recipient.
Okay. And to confirm that this is the correct account, can you verify your mailing address?
3211 May Circle, Southeast Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Yes, sir. I see that they have you here previously for the sweepstakes contest entry. Do you perhaps recall signing up to completing a survey for various items such as an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum, etc.?
Okay, I didn't get anything, so I'm calling to find out how come I got charged.
Okay, sir. So it was a sweepstakes entry. How it works is they would have sent you a confirmation email 7 days if you've won the item or not. If you didn't receive one, you perhaps did not win. Now, I do see that you gave customer service a call in on the 17th of December, and the account was canceled and you were issued a refund.
And how was that refund administered?
Credited to the account.
Well, that should show up on my bill here, I think. Let me see if I can find it. I don't see that. Let me see. I'm trying to find it. Of course, this bill has 1,000 items on it, so. I don't see it showing up as a credit.
Yes, sir.
Do you show how much your credit was for? Was it
$49.89.
And that was credited what date?
12/17.
Okay, I'll check it out. Thank you.
Thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day.